The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Weg, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Kabaya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Vayakel. Be'ezus Hashem Yisfarach, we're going to discuss today a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos. The halacha is Ein Danin. We don't have Dinei Torah. We don't have Din, courts, on Shabbos. And we're going to lead into a more specific discussion, a halacha that's in Shulchan Aruch, starts from the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Mem Vav, that we do not make gerim on Shabbos. It's usher to make a ger on Shabbos, to convert a guy into a yid on Shabbos. So let's begin with what does this have to do with our parsha. In the beginning of our parsha, it says, Sheish yisyavim teyasa melacha, v'yayim ha-shvii, yiyolechem kodesh, shava shabbosin la-Hashem. A general mention of keeping the Halakha Shabbos. And then there's a pasuk, Leisivaru Eish B'chol Moish V'yseichem B'yayim HaShabbos, which simply is teaching us Havara, not to kindle a fire on Shabbos. One of the Lama Tes Melachis. However, this pasuk is considered a pasuk that's available for a drasha. Comes up in many Gemaras, bring this, that really, like Sivaru Eish B'chol Moish V'yseichem is not a necessary pasuk. We know that the Lamatas Malachis don't have psukim, Chayrish, Kaitzer, all the Lamatas Malachis, we learn out that everything, any type of malacha that was used to make the Mishkan, you can't do that malacha on Shabbos. So this that Eish, Havara, is being singled out is a drasha. It's available for a drasha. So one of the drashas that are available, I'm going to read you from the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, in Halacha Vav, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, so listen close to this. Coming from our pasuk, there's a discussion of there, the Gemara is talking about that there's a tzad that Ritzicha of Bezdin. That means Bezdin doing the Misas Bezdin that we know of. There's a tzad, it should be Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Loi v'shem Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Loi v'shem Rabbi Yanai. Mikan, listen to these words. Lebatei dinin shelo Yehu danin v'shabbos. We learn from the following pasuk that Bezdin shelo Yehu danin v'shabbos. My time up. Ne'amar kan v'chol moish v'yseichem. It's a gzeir shalom. We have a gzeira shava. We learn out. We can't about the dinin shelo yudan in Shabbos. Being learned out of our parsha. So the simple reading of this Yerushalmi is any din, dinei mamonis, dinei nefashos. We're going to be learning out from our parsha from Leisivaru Eish B'chol Moish V'yseichem, and it's going to be a deraisa dekahalach. Azoi is the parashas of the Yerushalmi. So there we have it. If you want to know where in our parasha do we have a discussion about not doing din on Shabbos, it comes from this pasuk, Leisivar Weish V'chol Moish V'yseichem B'yayim HaShabbos. Now, what has to be discussed is not so simple. It's really Ein Danin is a Mishnah Masechtas Beitza. It says Lahedya in the Mishnah. Let's find it over here. Loy Donin. We don't dan, which is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch at Shin Lamites. Loy Donin. Actually, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Ein Donin. So what's the reason why Loy Donin? So the Gemara in Lama Zayin of an Aleph says Lahedya. Gzeira Shema Yichtoy. It's a gzeira that you might come to write. The process of Bezdin usually came along with writing. You may come to write the Dirabanan. So it seems that from the Yerushalmi, not Dan, is going to be a deraisa from our parasha. And in Masechtas Beya, Lamavavim, Beis, the Mishnah with the Gemara, Lam Zayin Amin Aleph, it's a Gzeir Shema Yechtaiv. So which one is it? Is it deraisa? Is it Rabbanan? How do we organize this Bavli with this Yerushalmi? So I want to make three tzadim in this, three shitas, and how to organize the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. What is the reason? If I would ask the trivia question, why shouldn't one dan have an entire on Shabbos? There's going to be three tracks over here. So first I would like to begin with the Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Lamites. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to have it as a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi. He brings the halacha in Dan B'Shabbos, and he brings in middle. This is in Shin Lam Bates Ois Yod. He brings the Gemara in Beya Hatam the Gazrina and Shema Yichtoif, and then he says, "Omnam Yerushalmi Sanhedrin Isa Omnam Mikana Batidin and Shloim Dan B'Shabbos." Now he makes a point. Listen to this. He says, and he's not taking the word so literally. It says ain't done in Bishabbos, but it's going in a discussion over there about Mises Bezdin. He's bavaring something over here. You might have had it sad to understand that Gzeira Shava is only Lagabi Mises Bezdin, Lagabi Dani Mises Bezdin. No. You could learn the Kolmendin. The Kamaisha in Sarfim B'Shabbos, same way you don't do Sreif on Shabbos, like Sivarwish, right? Like Sivarwish, don't burn. Don't do Sreif on Shabbos, the Misa of Sreifa. Kamaikin Kol Chukas Mishpat. There was a way to learn this Ein Dan B'Shabbos, that it's gonna mean not to carry out Din on Shabbos. Ein Sarfim B'Shabbos. Not just the Din in the Fasha. Ein Sarfim B'Shabbos. So too, Kol Chukas Mishpat. And he ends off, the Sanhedrin didn't even sit in their proper place, like they did on a weekday, like it says in the Tosefta. And this is already brought a cheshmish, but some hay, and therefore it's also to be kiveya amakim for chalitza on Shabbos. This is also like yeshiva ledin. The point is, to summarize in a few words, in the Aruch HaShulchan and Tzmash, there's two tracks. There's the Bavli's Pshat, Gzeir Hashem Yichtayv, there's the Yerushalmi, that we say it's a Dairaisa from our Parasha Leisivar Reish V'Chomayish Paisecha. This is Mahalach number one in dealing with the Bavli and Yerushalmi. However, the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, in Mitzvah Shinchav Beis, he has a lav, Shaziranu me Enoish Hagadar Malachoit Mahavar Adina B'yem HaShabbos. It's Mashma Vadir that he's gonna put the Yerushalmi in a whole different category. All we're gonna be left with is the Gemara and Beya Gzeira Shema Yechtev. So what are we gonna do with the Yerushalmi? We can't change on Mashab Shem Yahweh Parasha. That's gonna be a whole different thing. That's going to be what we know of as Ein Einchen B'Shabbos. You already hinted to this when we were speaking out the Aruch HaShulchan. Let me make something clear. The Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Gimel, Halacha Yudalet. Ein donin b'Shabbos. V'lei cholzen, v'lei miyabmin, v'lei mekachin. Gzeira, shama yichtev. A gzeira, you may come to write. This is Perek Chaf Gimel Yudalet. A little further in the Rambam. Perek Chaf Dalet, Halacha Zayin. Ein einchin b'Shabbos. You don't give punishment on Shabbos. Not donin. Not din. Not courts. In ancient b'Shabbos, not to carry out a punishment on Shabbos. And for this, he brings a pasuk in our parasha. Shenemar, l'sivaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem b'yoyim ha-shabbos. Zu azhar le'bezin shlo yisrifu b'Shabbos mishen eschayiv sreifa. V'hu ha-din l'shar ancient, and so too, other punishment. In ancient b'Shabbos is not the discussion of today's shir. In ancient b'Shabbos comes from our parasha, but it's not about din. This really is lehedya in a Gemara in Yevamah Daf Vav Amud Beis and in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis that it brings havara and the pasuk is the Gemara of the year is they brings our pasuk of leisvarish v'maish v'seich and the Gemara is talking over there. The Gemara is handling there was a tzad maybe misas bezin should be doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara brings, it sounds come out like the what we have in Yerushalmi, the same Zeir Shava. The Gemara brings, and the Gemara says, come out like we have in Yerushalmi. The same Yerushalmi. The Gemara is not talking about Dunin B'Shabbos. You can't say Dun B'Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about Einshin B'Shabbos. When the Rambam brings this Ein Einshin B'Shabbos, he has it like as a minyan hamitzvahs. He ends off over there, Ubi Gemara, the name Arab in Yerushalmi, it says, V'chol moish v'seichem, Rabbi Lov, Hashem, Rabbi Yana, Mikhan, Abate Dinin, Shalai Yehudanin b'Shabbos. He means Yerushalmi. So he's understanding Yerushalmi, Mikhan, Abate Dinin, Shalai Yehudanin b'Shabbos, that really it means Ein Ancient b'Shabbos. So now, if you're the Rambam, if I would ask you a trivia question, again, why shouldn't one be done in b'Shabbos? The answer is, because Shema Yechtoi, like the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka says, like you read before, that it's a gazrinon shema yichdayim, and the emes is that this is how the Mishnah Berurah brings it as well. Mishnah Berurah shema mates yod ois yod aleph. It's going on ain donin. Hainu afilu dinim amenus shema yavli deksiva. You might come to write them later. The Mechaber, the Rama brings, they also, you shouldn't give Malkus on Shabbos. Zak the Mishnah Brura, Yod Gimel, the Lashon of the Rama was, because Malkus is Bechlal Din, it's part of Din, Zak Shmur Yod Gimel, the Yisrib Yishalmi. Al Madach Siv, Leisivar Reish, Bechom Reish, Leiseichem, Ar Parsha, Leisivar Reish, Mekan, Labat Edin, Shleidon, Beshabbos. Hainu, Zak there in the brackets. Someone who's already Mechayiv, Havara from earlier, the Torah was megal to us not to punish him on Shabbos. And from here we learn not to give any einshin. The Mechaber, the beginning, zok there, Mayri, mitchila b'dini mamanis, de bezeh gam kein aser, midrabanan. The Mechaber earlier is talking about b'dini mamanis, because that's also going to be aser, midrabanan. Uchenal, b'sifkat and yudalef. But now that we're up to that, we're handling Malkus, Yisav Yerushalmi. That comes from Leisivaruish Chomayish Peseichem. And the Torah was Megala, not to punish on Shabbos. It seems very clear in the Mishnah Berurah. They're splitting into two things. Ein Donin is referring to either even Dini Mamanis. So that's why I said before Shem Yichdoi. But when it comes to Malkus, that's when I'm going to add in this Gishmaka thing of Lisvarish Chomash Mesechem, that it comes from, that there's a Dairaisa to give a Einish. Oh, so far again, let's just review this to make sure we have it clear. If I ask you a trivia question, Nachamal, why shouldn't one dan adin tayir on Shabbos? Let's say dini mominis or dini nefashis. Why shouldn't dan on Shabbos? So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, machlokes is baal b'Yerushalmi. Either it's going to be because of Shem Yotev, or because it says in our parasha, and according to this Sefer HaMitzvah from the Rambam, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, no. There's only Shem Yotev. Thus, there's such a thing, and there's a Yerushalmi, and comes to them in Shabbos. No, that's saying not to give a Einish on Shabbos. So that's two tracks so far. Track number three is Chassam Sefer, Dafkuf Nanzayan Amad Aleph, and he says, he makes an unbelievable point, that it's impossible for Bezdin, is an opposite extreme of what we just said from the Mishnah Berurah and Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's impossible for it to be Usur to Dan on Shabbos because of Gzeirah Shem Yichlev. No, not true, no Gzeirah. Well, that's been Miyashah, the Gemara in Beitzah that says there is a Gzeirah. No Gzeirah. Why not? Why can't there be Gzeirah? So there we have a Yisoid that when there's a few people, they'll remind each other. It doesn't pass to have a gzeir, like we have by something, by what's known as Shem and Yata. You may come to be Yata, the flame, on Shabbos, if there's a bunch of people. So then, we say one will remind the other not to be Yata, the fire on Shabbos. So too, Bezdin is comprised of three people. So how could there be a gzeir that they'll come to write? If one dying is about to write, the other dying will remind him. So Zakir, I want to tell you, there's a different reason why it's usur for Bezdin to operate on Shabbos. And that is, because we know from the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's something called Ein Einchim B'Shabbos that comes from Leisvar Hoesh, our parsha. So there's also Zer Drabbanon of Mechzi Kadina, not only not to give an Einish, but also not to Dan. A Drabbanon unto the Ein Einchim B'Shabbos. That's why Bezin shouldn't operate on Shabbos. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Shema Yechtoiv? That's a whole different thing. Shema Yichtav is referring to a Yachid Mumcha. There's a way that even a single person could judge. A Yachid Mumcha. Now, Yachid Mumcha doesn't have anybody to remind him not to do any malach. And a Yachid Mumcha is also not going to be eligible for a gzeira of carrying out Einchim on Shabbos, that you might come to carry out Einchim on Shabbos, because Einchim on Shabbos is reserved for a bezin, because only a bezin can give ancient. So Yachid Mumcha needs the Gzeir Shem Yichtav, and that's when the Mishnah says, ain't done. And then the Gemara says, Gzeir Shem Yichtav, the Gemara is referring to Yachid Mumcha. So again, I know you already got this whole klar, but just in order to go on to the next part of the shir, let's just do it one more time. Trivia question. Why shouldn't one have a dintayr on Shabbos? According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's machlokes b'al Yerushalmi. Either else Gzeir Shem Yichtav, or else Leisavar, or Ishmachom Eish B'Seichem with Gzeir Shavah. That's number one. Number two, sheet number two, is the Sefer Mitzvah Ram Mishnah Berurah. Let's say no. There's only one thing. There's Gzeir Shem Yichtav. You once heard of Yerushalmi, the concept done in Mishabbos? That's talking about in ancient Mishabbos. That's something else. Comes along the Chinuch, comes along the Chassam Sefer, and he says, no, there's no Gzeir Shem Yichtav. All there is really is our parasha. He doesn't say our parasha. You mamish say Eidei Ayurais, so not to be done on Shabbos, but it's an offshoot of in Einish Shabbos. They're abundant from in Einish Shabbos. That's what makes it that Bezdin should not operate on Shabbos. These are the three mahalchim, three reasons why we have a done on Shabbos. Before we go on to talk about a ger, to converting someone on Shabbos, let's speak out a nice thing. Ein Einish Shabbos. Why not? Ein Einish Shabbos. Why not? So the Chinuch, Nishrashia, Mitzvah Chinuch, Mitzvah Kufi Dalet, he says, Sheratza Hashem Yisparech, Lechabed Hayim Hazeh, Sheyimtzu Bay Benucha Hakol, everybody should find Benucha, Gam Hachaitim V'Hachayavim. Everybody gets Benucha on Shabbos. And he brings a mashal to a king that called all the people of his kingdom on one day for a Suda, that he lets everybody come into the Suda. After the Suda, Yasa Mishpat. So to Hashem was Mitzavas to be Mekadesh Mechabed Yim Shabbos L'Toyva Seinu L'Zchus Seinu. Shabbos is for our good. And this is also the covenant of Shabbos. He says that over there, the Pshat is that Shabbos is a day that's just good for us, it's for our Zchus, it's that Suda of the Melech. And it doesn't pass to give punishments in Shabbos.
I'm adding this.
Menachas Chinuch is going with the Sefer Mitzvahs L'Harambam. He's going that it's in Einshin B'Shabbos. That's what the Yishalmi is teaching us, and that's what we get from Leis V'Arweish. But maybe we could extend this, even like the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that Ein Dun in B'Shabbos is to be taken literally. Ein Dun in B'Shabbos. There's no Din on Shabbos. Comes from our parasha. Leis V'Arweish, Chomash V'Seichem, Ein Dun in B'Shabbos. It's also for this reason. Let's stretch the Chinuch Shoshi Mitzvah to that. That it's a day that there should be menucha for everyone. We're not out there to be danning. For sure not. Einish, also danning. The chaitim, the chayavim, that's his lashon. That it shouldn't be, shim tzibah menucha, hakol, gam lachaitim, v'achayavim. So we're not going to come to be mechayiv you on the Halakha Shabbos. Azai zak the chinuch. Oh. So now, let's go on to talk about a ger. Daf mem vav amud beis in Yevamos. We can't be toivel again on Shabbos. Why? Tekune gabra b'Shabbos loy maskininun. Tekune gabra, it's very geshmak. Tekune gabra, you can't be masakin a keli. Tikkun mana, makab b'patish, you can't complete the creation of a keli, even if you're not doing a malacha. The fact that it's turning from a non-keli to a keli, you can't do it on Shabbos. So too, a ger is going to be called tikkune gabra. It's taka, nerdik a tikkun. This person was a guy, and now he's going to be a yid. Tikkune gabra Shabbos loy maskininun. And it's brought the halacha that we should not in Simon Reish Samach Tes. Sorry, Reish Samach Ches near Adea. Halacha Dalit. Don't make a ger on Shabbos. So the question is like this. The Gemara says a reason called Tikkuni Gabra Loi Miskanina. However, L'chaira, there's another very easy way to aser, another gushmaka, easy reason to aser a ger. To ask they're making a ger on Shabbos, because the halacha is Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's later in that Gemara Mevamim Beis. Ger tzarech gimel. A ger needs three people. Mishpat k'siv bei, because it says mishpat. Later, Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings the pesukim. Mishpat k'siv bei bezdin, and we know that bezdin doesn't operate on Shabbos. So why does the Gemara say tikkuni gabalei miskaninon? Why didn't the Gemara say? Because you need a bezdin by a geiris, and we don't do bezdin on Shabbos. Very geshmaki, easy reason. You know, you may say it's not so shver, because really they're both true. And mishpat k'siv bei, bezdin, you don't do bezdin on Shabbos, and geiris needs bezdin, you don't do bezdin on Shabbos. They're both true, so the Gemara picked one of them. Truth is that that could be. However, the tikkuni gabalei miskaninan, it seems from the Rishonim, Taisus right here, on the Vav Beis, that it's a bit of a chiddush. A bit of a chiddush that to call this a tikkun gabra. And kibshuta, it's not a tikkun gabra d'oraisa. It's going to be like a new d'rabbanan de kahalacha. The reason why it's a chiddush is because really tikkun gabra le miskaninan, tikkun gabra really would apply by any time someone's going to the mikvah and they're becoming tar. That's already a tikkun gabra. We know that it's not usher because we say that it's nira kamekar. It looks like they're just cooling themselves off. Someone takes a dip in a mikvah, the mice that he's doing doesn't look like taking one. It looks like he's just cooling himself off. Inechanami, he's changing, but what he's doing just looks like he's cooling himself off. So, Taisus asks this. Why by Geiris is it different when he goes to the mikvah? It's called Tikkuni Gabra. And he says, because of a deer, it's a whole show. It doesn't look like he's cooling himself off. You have Shnei Tavidi Chachamim are standing there by Shasa Tefillah, and telling him the mitzvahs, there's a kolos mitzvahs for Shasa Tefillah, so it doesn't look like he's just cooling himself off. So it's a kasha that we shouldn't ask. L'chayr shouldn't be different than other tefillos. And kibshuta, it's only d'rabbanan, tikkuni gabra. So the question is, why don't you just go with a different d'rabbanan? Ain dunan. Ain dunan is something, or loy dunan. It's something that we already have. It's a registered zach. And taka bezin tzarech gimel. Geiris tzarech gimel, gar tzarech gimel, the mishpat k'siv bei. So why are we mechadish tikkuni gabra loy miskanina? And to make it a little more exciting, the Rambam, Lehedya, Yisuri via Yud Gimel Dalet, Vav, I'm sorry. The hoyo v'hadavar tzarech bezdin ein matvilin eisei v'shabbos v'levi yantiv v'levi laila v'mitvilu harei zegari does mention bezdin. And this is the way the Shulchan Aruch Reish Samach Ches Dalet brings it. Hayol Tfilas Ger Tzarach Be'ezdin Shel Gemol Ein Matvila Neisei B'Shabbos Yontav Leilal B'Vim Tavol Hariz Ger. But the point is that the halacha of Shulchan Aruch is bringing this halacha that ain't done, that the reason why you don't make a Ger on Shabbos is good because of din. So we really have two jobs ahead of us. We have to be miyashiv the Gemara. Why doesn't it say like the Rambam? Why doesn't the Rambam say like the Gemara? So we're not going to focus so much on the Rambam, even though that needs a lot of discussion. Why doesn't the Rambam say like the Gemara? And Yitaka says in the Nevi Shabbos. We'll focus on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say Tchunigar Vlemus Kaninan and it does not talk about din? So, one answer from the Bach, the Aruch HaNer at the end, they say that in Hanami, really, they're both true, and the real good answer is Bezdin. That's the reason why you don't make a Ger on Shabbos. It happens to be the halacha that Geirus needs a Bezdin comes after the Gemara of not being Tevel Ger on Shabbos. It's right after that Gemara. So he's up there. The Gemara doesn't know about it yet. So the Gemara right now, you can't make a Ger on Shabbos. The Gemara runs to Kunigavar B'Shabbos, Lemis Kaninan. You're making something new on Shabbos. You can't make a sock in a person on Shabbos. But really, it was a chiddush. As soon as the Gemara brought in that every Geirus needs a Bezdin, the Gemara fell off the Kunigavar Lemis Kaninan, and it went with the fact that Geirus needs a Bezdin. That's why you can't make a guy here on Shabbos. That's what the Bach and the Aruch HaNer say. This is Miyashi, both the Rambam and the Gemara. The Rambam saying the Maskana, and the Gemara, we quote the Gemara, so to say, before it knew about Bezdin. That's one half, just to miyash everything. I wanted to handle, there's many different tritzim that I wrote for the Rambam, and it's discussed about the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara say like the Rambam. I want to discuss, let's incorporate the cheshbonis that we made before, that we discussed, the chlal, in a kalalistic way, the ein dan b'shabbos. We had our three mahalchim, baruch ha-shulchan, see if it misses with the Mishnah Berurah from Sefer. Let's discuss from that framework and let's see if we can understand why the Gemara left out then on Shabbos. So we mentioned that we have this like trivia question, right? Why? Why ain't done in the Shabbos? So really we have two different reasons. We have available. Baruch HaShulchan has both available, and then there was the Tiferet Mitzvos, the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chasam Sofer. Really, only have one of them available. What are they? One was Gzeirah Shemayichtay. That's the Gemara in Be'an. Other thing was Yushalmi Mikan Levadidin Shlo Yudan B'Shavus. So the Chayyur, we could say very very simple mahalach for the Gemara. We could say that the time him, these two reasons don't apply. Let's handle first Gzeirah Shemayichtay. Gzeirah Shemayichtay, when I come to write the proceedings, the tainus, the psak din, really, Geirus is not a psak din. There's halach in Geirus, you need three people to be there. It's not a psak din. It's not, there's no tainus. Kipshutai, there's no real halacha. There's no real procedure of writing down the process of Geirus. Anything about Geirus, the psak of Geirus. There may be such a thing as a ksav Geirus. It might be a zacha. You make a legal document, but it's not, doesn't fit into the where the gzeir of Shemayichtay was. So then, l'chayev k'shutay, it's very easy. This is the pshat. It can't be the Gemara and Be'ah. Aye, l'chayev is really another option. Like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Chasam Sofer, l'sivareish chomesh v'seichem. Also, l'chayev doesn't apply. Ain't done in v'shabbos. Kipshutai will be, if you go with that, it's coming from like Sivar Oish, but it's related in some little form to the Ein Einshin B'Shabbos. For sure, like the Chasam Sefer, and even like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Pshat is, let's go into the Taimei HaMitzvah just to bring it out. We want Shabbos to be a Yoyim Menucha. We want Shabbos to be a Yoyim Menucha. We can't be coming down on you and being Mechai of you, dining about you, deciding your fate, punishing you. Putting it all together. That's not what making a ger is. Making a ger is a maisa bezdin. It's creating, adirab, if you would ask me which day to make a ger, just to bring it out, we can't really bring from the time of mitzvah, you know, if it's, maybe the Isaac goes across the board, but just to bring it out, the best time to make a ger is on Shabbos. Let him get his neshama yaseira. Let him, you know, the Kleistel got the Torah on Shabbos, right? About the, you know, that they do Torah on Shabbos. That's basics. There's even a nice thing in the Baal Turim over here. It says, "Lizaris b'chomash yisichavim haShabbos," and then the next parsha in parsha Yaakov, "Vayomer Moshe." Right, so this haShabbos vayomer. The Alturim says, "Rosh Tevis v'Sefer Tevis Torah l'Rami sheikir haTorah v'Shabbos kisha Adam panay me'asakav." This is the Alturim. Torah, a ger, he's coming to the old Torah. He's getting the Torah. About that, should be on Shabbos. So l'chayr the taimim and the gedarim, the tam of the gzeira and the geder of the dairais of leisvaruish, the geder of leisvaruish is an einish, a punishment, a din that's being mechayev you. It's not the way to look at the function of bezdin when it's making a ger. So that would be the easy reason why enough of vavam on these we don't talk about din. We'll leave the Rambam. The Rambam does say din. Well, that would be why the Gemara wouldn't say din. However, L'chayr, this attempt, it's possible that there's such a mahalach, but it's very, very not simple. And that is because we have a Gemara in the Dharma, in Zayin Amar Aleph, that the Gemara has a real tzad, that Hataras Nadarim should be Asr on Shabbos. Savar Rabbi Yosef Lameimar, that Nishalim Nadarim v'Shabbos Yachal Mimcha, Ein in v'Shloisha had Yaita Yisloi. Three had yaitis. Can't do a tayrus nedarim on Shabbos. Why? Mishem de mechsi kedina. It looks like din. Mechsi kedina. Tayrus nedarim doesn't have shem yichtayv. Tayrus nedarim is not a punishment. It's not being mechayv you anything. It's not even close to that. Mechsi kedina. Look at the lashon. Mechsi kedina. It looks like din. If it looks like din is aser, tayrus nedarim is aser. Then it should be the same thing by Geirus. Why Taka is a Taras Nedarim Mutter in some instances? Because Amalei Abaya, Kimin Nesfilu, Afilu Ma'omer, even standing, Afilu Kravim, Afilu Balayla, the Taras Nedarim you could do standing, you could do with Kravim, you could do at night, Lai Mechsi Kedina. Taka doesn't look like that. But Be'etzim, there's a Zach called Mechsi Kedina. Now just to point something out, there's a place in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hey, and the Gemara in Beya also, place in Beya, where it has the Zerish of Yechdev, that he brings a Gemara, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's mashba, that you could have a Gemara din on Shabbos, for din in the Fashas. The place who says, because when it comes to din in the Fashas, they wouldn't write anymore by the Gemara din. They only wrote the Tainus. By the Gemara din, they wouldn't write. And since there's no Zerish of Yechdev, there's no Shem Yechdev, there's no Zerah anymore. Which is mashba mamish, not like this Gemara. It's mashma, not just mechsikadina or anything that has to do with din is aser al tegzera. It's mashma, what's aser al tegzera? It's mashma. Only if it's gzera shema yichtay. It's not across the board. That's what basically taisis is mashma. You have to look at each case and decide is it shema yichtay or not shema yichtay. He says you can even do it, you could do a gemardin. You can't do the tefillah thing. You could do a gemardin on Shabbos. So Tesis is mamish not like the Gemara in Nedarim, and this is a big question. The Karen Ari asks this question. Yiblai b'shmer. So according to what Tesis is going, then our Teretz is very geshmak. Avada geiros is on Shema Yichtei. However, it seems that it's not simple at all from the Gemara in Nedarim and other places. It may be usher because of din that don't have Shema Yichtei. This may be why it's usher to dine on a bechar balmum on Shabbos, animal that's a bechar, and this may be why it's usher to paskin on make something tiras on Shabbos, and these places l'chayr have nothing to do with din. Maybe tiras has to do with leisivaruish, the einshim, but taras nedarim and balmuman of achar l'chayr, that's a halacha shayla. It's paskin in a halacha. It's hard to imagine that it's any of these zachen din and like einshim and din like shema yichdayv. And therefore we see that Chazal, or the Daraisa, goes very far, and therefore L'chaya, it should have included even Geiras. That's attempt number one, maybe pshat according to Taisus and Sanhedrin, but chayr, that's not a good mahalach. Oh, okay. So now, let's point out number two. Number two is azay. So we say there's two things. There's din, and there's mechzik din. Now, mechzik din may be a second step. It's a little interesting to have a gzeira l'gzeira, but it may be really a second step. There's din, and there's mechzik din. Maybe our Gemara, very simple, the Gemara Nachman Vav Amud Aleph, didn't want to tell us anything about mechzik din. Mechzik din is not as strong of a reason. Mechzik din means that the ikar of the halacha is din. We extend the derisa to mechzik din. Right? The way I'm saying right now, it's not pshat that like there's one gzeira and apply to both. Or the derisa even apply to mechzik din. Right? Or in the Chasam Sofer's world that, you know, there's one thing called mechzik din. No. There's going to be actually carrying about an einish and the din of an einish. Then there's mechzik din. Mechzik din is another step. So mechzik din, we would rather say an ikar hadin dika problem. Now, you have to just focus a little bit. And the pshat is tikkuni gavra is also derabanan. But it's tikkuni gavra. It's being mesak in a gavra. It's a whole reason in and of itself. It's not a mechzi like something else. Tikkuni gavra, it's more of a inherent iser. So that may be an answer for the Gemara, daf and vav amud aleph. It's based on what we just said, that the taimim don't apply. And even though the taimim aren't really kiveh the halacha, the lamaisa becomes less strong of a reason to say tikkuni gavra. So we'd rather say tikkuni gavra loy miskanina. Let me share with you a third point, another point of here. We said from the Chasam Sofer that the only thing that there is by three adyaitais, by three people, the only yeser is only based on the Dairaisa of Ein Oimchin Menadin from our parasha, that's why it's us at Danan Shabbos. Now, let's think about it. There's a fundamental difference if you say that the Zegzeira, that if I ask you that trivia question, why is it us at Danan Shabbos? Is it Al Shem El Yichtay? Or is it based on Lysivar Eish Homa Eish Eish? There's a fundamental difference. What's the difference? Gzeira Shem El Yichtay is a problem with Bezdin. Bezdin. I don't want you, Bezdin, to operate. You might write. Lysivar Eish has nothing to do with Bezdin per se. Bezdin are the ones that are making the issue's on. But really it's to affect. It's because we're worried that the person, the one who's being donned about, he's not going to have a Yom Menucha. Don't don him. So, chayah, there's a svar here. That if that person's a guy, then there's no issue on Bezdin. If we're worried about Shema Yichtay, Bezdin might write down about a guy. But if the person here is a guy, even though we're humbling Mechsi Kadina, that's not the Mechsi Kadina that's us in this time. Feel like it sounds safe. It is true, when he leaves the Dentire, he's going to become a Yid. But that already maybe takes away from the whole Gzeira. This setup of three Dayanim and a guy is not supposed to have Shabbos. He doesn't deserve the Menucha. But you're turning him into a Yid. Okay? Fine. In Chamei, by the time he leaves, he'll be a Yid. The Bezdin is doing the transforming from a guy to a Yid. But in the Mechzi Kadina, the fact that he's starting as a guy takes away from the whole Mechzi Kadina. Maybe that could be a Geshmak of Shah. An interesting thing, it reminds me that the Stipler and also Chlushe, the Tzais HaShochan, Rav Chaim Noah, they say something a little bit like this when they talk about the Gemara itself, Tikkuni Gavra Lo Miskaninan. So they ask, Tikkuni Gavra, who's being Misakin Gavra? You know the Melachas Shabbos, Tikkuni Gavra Lo Miskaninan. But a guy has that? No, that doesn't have that. So the guy is there, he wants to be Misakin himself, he goes to the mikvah, a guy's allowed to be Misakin himself, when he comes up he's a Yid, I'm sorry, I was Misakin, I will never do it again, I won't be Misakin myself again. He's Jewish now, it's not a gay anymore. When he was a guy, he doesn't have Isser. Now that he's a Yid, he's not being Misak himself anymore. He asked that question. Tikkuni Gavra Lo Miskaninan, how could that be said to a guy? And they go for saying, Gavali Gazak, they say, Enechlami, it's talking to Bezdin. Bezdin can't do the Tikkun. And they say that's really the Pesham Rambam. The Rambam says that because of Bezdin, that's why we can't have Geiris and Shabbos. It does not mean because of Ein Danan and Shabbos. It means because Bezdin is the one that's making the Geiris, and Mila, that's what you have. They couldn't gather them. They put together the Rambam and the Gemara. Okay, let's put this on the side. The point that they're saying the Teresa, the Rambam also is not really talking about Din. It's not really so much from the Rambam. Okay, let's put that on the side. But the point is that a guy can't really have Tekunin Gavalim Skinin. So I'm trying to say, Lagabe us, a guy is not really eligible for not being punished on Shabbos or not being done on Shabbos. So let's summarize quickly, and we'll just end with the Geshmak of Art. We're saying, Nachamo, we said this a lot of times, but we have like these three tracks why Ein Danin b'Shabbos. We have the Aruch HaShulchan that says, brings two things, Babli and Yerushalmi. Zir Shema Yichtayv, that's one reason why in the Mishabbos. Number two in the why is going to be out to our parashah, it's Larish Chol Meshvi Sehem. We have number two, we have what seems from the Mishnah Bura, see from Mitzvah Rambam. All there is a Shema Yichtayv. There might be something called an ancient Mishabbos. That's what Yerushalmi is talking about. But leave out our parashah when you want to humble Ein Danin b'Shabbos. And then you have the Chassam Sefer, who says Ein Danin b'Shabbos is a gzeira because of Ein Danin b'Shabbos, and the taka is rooted in our parasha. So we want to know why by a ger the Gemara does not say Ein Danin b'Shabbos. So for that, we're making 3 points. We're saying, number one, you should know that the timing of all these reasons of Ein Danin b'Shabbos don't apply to a ger. So the first point we said is, though, on Maisa, we find that we ask for Ein Danin b'Shabbos even when the timing don't apply. Okay, that was the first point. Second point is, Lamaisa, it could be that since the time don't apply, it's not called the Iker Halacha of the Isser Din, it's called a Mechzik Din. So the Gemara would rather say more of an Iker Halacha to quitting Avalim and not a Mechzik Din. The third point we said is that, it's, according to the Chassam Sefer's reason, if you go with the Indan and Bishabbos that's related to our partially Sivaru Eish, so that's really for the purpose of the person who's getting judged. And maybe by a guy, since when he starts the entire, he's a guy, so this all does not apply. Let's just end with a geshmak azach. When we handled the tam ha-mitzvah of Ein Einshin B'Shabbos, which I extended to Ein Danin B'Shabbos, and that is that Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. So first of all, let's just add something geshmak that Baal Turim brings, let's just assume, let's take a kipshuta, Leisivarish means, don't light a fire. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ar Shali, Pira Shal Gehenim, Shuvas B'Shvilchem, it's resting. There's no Gehenim. Gam Ar Shalachem, Yeh Shevis. The reason why there is no Havara on Shabbos, there's no lighting fire on Shabbos, is because your fire has to rest, because my fire rests. Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. And he's bringing it in this pasuk, L'Sivarish V'chom Meishay Seichem. L'Chayra, it's very Gishmak, that lines up with what we're saying, that L'Sivaruish, the other L'Sivaruish, that we've been discussing, not to Dan on Shabbos or Einish on Shabbos, is because it should be a day of Menucha, even to Chaitim and Chayavim. Maybe that's why Gehenim doesn't rest on Shabbos. That's one nice geshmak of art. Let me share with you one other thing. We don't give Einishim on Shabbos. We don't do Din on Shabbos. I want to say another pshat. Shabbos is a day that's known as a day of Tshuva, the Shin Bei Shav. Shabbos is day of tshuva. Mizmar Shir L'Yema Shabbos, that we say Friday night. Mizmar Shir L'Yema Shabbos is the Mizmar Admarishan said he was coming to do teshuva on the Aveir of eating from the Eitz Hadas. Mizmar Shir L'Yema Shabbos. There is a Shiva of Yaakov Steinman from Scranton, Shlita, so he asked the question, Mizmar Shir L'Yema Shabbos doesn't say anything there about tshuva. And doesn't say anything there about Shabbos. The answer is, Tayv l'haydis l'Hashem l'zamr l'shimcha el-yoyin. L'hagid ba'boyker chastecha l'munoscha b'leilis. It talks about the ma'isim of Hashem. The roimimus of the ma'isim of Hashem. It talks about Hashem. A bigger hakara of Hashem could many times be the first step to tshuva. Let's put in a point here that tshuva doesn't mean just to get rid of aveiros. Tshuva means to return to Hashem, to be davuk to Hashem, to come back close to Hashem, tshuva, to return. There's a process of tshuva that when a person has a better hakara and hasaga of what Hashem's all about, he's the only thing that matters. And he runs the world automatically if it begins the process of tshuva. It could be even the Kabbalah, al-Asid, the Charata, the Vidoy will fall into place. They'll follow. The person gets this hakara. What really matters is Hashem. Hashem's running the world. I must listen to Hashem. And he doesn't want, he wants his chaitim to disappear. And that's what Shabbos is about. On Shabbos, a person can elevate himself to be in this other zone, this other planet of having proper akaras and asagas of Hashem. So perhaps you could suggest that you have a chaitim. He's chayiv misa. After Shabbos, he has to get killed. But on Shabbos, you can't kill him because he's in a different planet. He can loosen those screws of his attachment to the chet. The chet and him aren't attached anymore. He elevated himself. Shabbos has that power to have that tshuva. You're killing the wrong person. On Shabbos, he can be above the chet. And we can shtelsu to this, Gevald Gazach, the Mishnah Demai, Perek Dalid. Mishnah Aleph, Halei Keach Peir, someone who buys fruits, Minisha Inoy Neman Ala Maisers. The person cannot be trusted on Maisers. And the person bought them, and he forgot, the one who bought them is supposed to take off Maisers again. V'shachach la'asra. V'shayalei v'shabbos. He goes over to the untrustworthy, and he asks him on Shabbos, did you take off Maisers? And the Am Ha'aretz, the Misha in the Neman al Maisers says, I did. Yoichal alpiv. Why? Zok, the Rav. The Emas Shabbos alav. Shemis Yarim Lavar Aveira Ulashakar Bishabis Yoister Mibachal. The Am Ha'aretz is scared. Emas Shabbos. He doesn't, he's not Aver and Averis, and he does not lie on Shabbos. Unbelievable. That's the power of Shabbos. Someone who's not Neman on Shabbos, he won't lie. Chatzkel, very Gishmak, a strong point, says, gotta know something. You could have Am Ha'aretz, he's 99 years old, and he hasn't lied a single Shabbos in his life since his bar mitzvah. But he still had to say Am Ha'aretz. He didn't let Shabbos, the halakha days of Shabbos, make an impression on him to go into the week. The real way to do it is that Shabbos makes an impression on you. It elevates you, you carry it into the week, and the next Shabbos you go even higher. Hashem, so maybe we have our chait day on Shabbos, he can loosen the screws of his chait, he can be above the chait, and therefore you can't punish him on Shabbos, you can't down on him on Shabbos. Avada, it's our job to take these big madrigas of Shabbos and to put them further into the week, and to remember the first thing that we said from the chinuch, the trashi amitzvah, the Shabbos is Yom Menucha. It's a special day, a special suda with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a day of being ma'anish. The ilam should have, you should all have a wonderful Shabbos.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.